Let's check in with our resident money saving mom here at B105.7, Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
Good morning. Okay, March. Oh, I love March. It's the time to clean out your closets, out with the winter stuff, in with the spring styles. And first, let's talk about the kiddos, because let's face it, they can't wear last year's styles. They're right. Three sizes too small. This week, up in Noblesville, I promise it's worth a drive. Indy Kids Sale. It's at the Hamilton County Fairgrounds Thursday through Saturday. It was voted the best children's consignment sale in the state.
Wow.
It's free admission. And such bargain prices. We're talking $2 and $3 for shorts, kids' bikes for $10, and everything is either new or excellent pre-owned condition. Now, for the parents, how are you going to save on your closet? I wrote a blog article like 3 years ago on the Facebook Marketplace, kind of when it was starting to become a thing. Have you ever bought anything on that?
No. It seems to me like a classier version of Craigslist, and I have bought things on Craigslist. So.
Yeah, okay, so kind of similar. Yeah. It's almost that, what is that, Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation or something
that.
Like, you kind of look and see, do you know the person? Do you know, have you mutual friends? And you can feel like if you trust them or whatever. But so now there's actual, so when I first was, you know, writing about it, it was when individuals were creating these buy-sell groups. Well, now there's an actual Facebook Marketplace. Like, it's just a public selling spot. It's not part of a group that's managed by an admin. But, you know, so if you're looking to bless and release those tired old clothes or your tired old decor, check out the Facebook Marketplace as a way to sell your items for cash and also to pick up some new-to-you things for all around the house. I've never seen a diamond in the